Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational magazine for women, now in our 11th year. I'm also the best-selling publisher behind the boutique publishing company InspiredLivingPublishing.com, which is dedicated to giving visionary female entrepreneurs, coaches, and health practitioners a voice and a high-profile media and publishing platform to share their wisdom, enhance their expert status, and bring their brand and message out of the shadows. You can grab a copy of our new bestseller, Midlife Transformation, at midlifetransformationbook.com. And guess what? For a limited time, you'll receive access to over 60 transformational gifts when you order your copy. I am so excited about today's show. Like so many of us, including myself, we go through dark times, and when we're in the midst of those dark times, it's hard to see the light. It's hard to see what's waiting on the other side. But there's a question I have for you. What if the internal confusion and despair that stems from not feeling like you're enough was really the conduit to your soul's calling? Not that long ago, a major health crisis, end of her 25-year marriage, and a spiritual awakening brought today's guest, Lara Jay's perfect world to collapse. While viewing the pieces of what was her life, a voice whispered in her ear, "You are enough," and lit a spark of hope. Today, Lara is a powerful leader who takes her clients on a transformational journey to dig deep into their limiting beliefs, challenges them to rise above their fears, and invites them to discover their limitless potential and live their bravest dream. As Lara discovered, what's waiting on the other side of our darkest days is a life beyond what we can imagine. It truly is limitless. Transformational coach, spiritual advisor, best-selling author, and radio show host Lara Jay passionately inspires others to transformation. Through speaking, retreats, and workshops, Lara teaches her clients and guests how to shine light into their darkest corners, release stale patterns that keep them stuck, and discover their unique purpose so they can live with more clarity, confidence, and connection. Lara is the author of the number one bestseller, More Than Enough, Discover Your Limitless Potential, and Live Your Bravest Dream, and the host of the Zen Leader radio show on WSRQ. She is also a contributing co-author to the international bestseller, Midlife Transformation, and I'm honored to be her publisher in that book. Lara, I am so excited to have you here because your story is powerful, darling.
Hi, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, from our personal conversations, Lara, you know, you and I have talked, and we have a lot of similarities on our path, right? And I was drawn to you and the work that you do in the world because I'm always drawn to these, to women who have really gone through the flames of transformation, right? Gone through the fires of transformation, and boy, have you.
And, I have, for like many of us. Yes.
Yeah, and looking at you now and the energy and essence you bring and what you do in the world, one may never know the backstory, right? And that's why I thought it was important to share it. So take us back to those times of struggle and self-esteem issues 5 years ago that really started you on this path.
Oh, yeah. To go back to that moment, I can, you know, again, feel it in my body and remember it just like it was yesterday. And what's so amazing about it is that all of it, as I'm going to explain, was going on, and my closest friends didn't even know. I hit it well. But my marriage of 25 years was collapsing very quickly. And even with counseling, we couldn't bring it back. And that was devastating, you know, our entire family. We had two teenage boys, and it was really, you know, it's hard on anyone to break apart a marriage. I've been with this man since I was 18. At the same time, I was having a massive health crisis. My hair was falling out. I was gaining weight. Everything was puffy. And I was very depressed. And I could not, I'd go to doctor after doctor, and we'd check my thyroid. And yeah, my thyroid numbers were off a little, but we weren't finding the root cause. And so I kept getting worse and worse and worse. And so I, you know, like, what do you do? You just pray. I just started praying. That church, God was what I knew. But that, going back there, I can feel, just as we're talking right now, I can feel the depression again. I can feel in my body the sadness from the divorce. And I just, all I could do was reach out to God.
And one of the things that really touched me, too, is you were so open and honest in your story, God Spark, that you share in Midlife Transformation, as well as your own best-selling book, that as you started to, you know, turn to your higher power, you also started to look at your own stories that you were telling yourself and realized that you, even though from the outside looking in, had the ideal life, right? You had the life that many...
I had everything.
Yes, that many want. Inside the woman, inside, your soul never felt like it was enough. Never felt like you were enough. And I really wanted to dive into that today, because I believe so many women struggle with that, even if they can't name it or voice it. You were able to witness it and say, this story has got to end.
Yeah, and it took me a while, and there were a lot of days, many mornings, that I would just crawl from my bed to the couch just to say I got up for the day. You know, a lot of times I didn't feel good, I didn't have any energy, my entire body hurt. So I would sit on the couch and focus on the one part of my body that wanted to be here. And that, for me, was my soul, or God spark, as I talk about in the book. And that God spark spoke to me. That, of course, it was God, it was spirit, and wanted me to love myself and told me I was enough. And I'm like, nah, you know, all I've done all my life was tell myself that I wasn't good enough. You know, I never have enough. I was never doing enough. You know, I was always that grasp for more. And I think so many of us have that, and we struggle in regardless of regardless of how much money we make, we could be worth millions and still not believe we have enough or are enough or are doing enough. And it's that prevailing feeling of, I could always be doing better. And which is in some ways good, but when it's ingrained in our bodies, like it was mine, that I felt worthless. I hated myself. I hated my body. I had 10 pair of black yoga pants and a few shirts, and I had other beautiful clothes, but that's all I wore. And because that's how I felt about myself, was that depressed. And, you know, I didn't like myself. And when I would hear God speak to me and say, you know, love yourself, I would just cringe, I thought. And then I felt worse about myself, because I started feeling guilty and selfish. And it was so confusing to really grasp what was happening inside at this really dark time of my life.
And, you know, like you and I call it mind chatter, right? It's that little voice. Nah,
yes.
Nah, 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 nah. Are you really going to wear that?
Yeah, right.
Or,
on.
Yes. And I know that every woman listening right now can relate. You know, the story may be different, but the struggle, the self-esteem, and what we do to ourselves. And one of the things I've been doing with clients for years, and it's because it helped me on my journey over the last 25 years, is I say to them, when you hear that, you know, mind chatter, that negative Nelly, ask yourself, mm-hmm. would you ever say those words to your granddaughter or your child?
Oh, I love that, yeah.
And I've been guiding them through a process for many years, and they go, of course not. And I said, then why would you say it to yourself? Your soul is listening.
Exactly. And why do we talk to ourselves like that?
Yes, but when I can take the inner child and put a child in front of them, and I usually pick a name that's in their family, or it helps them see how harsh the words are, right? Because if you would never repeat them to someone else that you love, that's fragile, again, why would we say it to ourselves? And I had to go through that, as you did, over and over 25 years ago to shift how I thought about myself, you know, the low self-esteem, the not believing in myself, the doubting myself. And I know the steps I took. I started reading books. And filling myself, that's before the internet with, you know, you could click something and have something
right.
delivered in a moment.
The good old days.
Yeah, I had to go to the library. I couldn't afford much. I was a single welfare mom, and I'm like, I'll go to the library, and I'd check out all kinds of books. How did you start? Now, I know the God spark, the downloads and the opening and the awakening were a major part of it. But for someone listening right now, what's some of the first steps you took to start changing?
That's a great question. And I didn't realize it at the time, but I was doing it, and that was being still. So as I was sitting on the couch, I was just being still and noticing whatever was coming up. And at first, it was all of this junk in my head and you're ugly, you're fat, you're stupid, you're worthless. I mean, and I'm like, wow, like you said, I would never say these to anyone. I didn't need anyone to say anything mean to me because I was so mean to myself. And so when I started getting quiet and noticing it, these words that were coming up, and then I realized, okay, so I knew scientifically that every thought produces a chemical reaction in my body. So I honestly thought, okay, so these words are coming up, you're fat, you're stupid, you're ugly, you're worthless. I'm going to say, okay, that's there. I'm going to just let it move through, no judgment, let it move through, and I'm going to pick some new words and decide and choose some new words. And so I started thinking, okay, I'm love. Well, I'm sitting here being still, noticing I am love. I am joy, I am peace, and then here comes, I'm worthless again. So then they come right back in, of course. And so it took a long time to train myself, to train my head that, and then that was the first time. I mean, I was in my mid-40s before I realized that I did not have to listen to the crap in my head, that
yeah.
negative Nelly, and I love that. Like, it was the first time I realized that. I thought, well, if I thought it, then it must be true. No, that's not true. We get to pick, and there's always going to be that push-pull, and we get to choose. And then for me, it was, all right, as I thought more positive thoughts, my body started feeling better. Imagine that. You know, the chemicals were changing in my body. So that my body started feeling better. I got more energy. And so I just kept doing it. And I still, you know, have days.
We all do.
Here comes those thoughts. Yeah, we all do. You know, we have those thoughts, but I'm better at training. I'm better at training it. And I go back to slowing down, being still, and noticing the words, because unless we notice them, I don't believe that it can move through us and so that we can make a decision to go a different direction.
Oh, it's so true. And I want to dive deeper into this after our break. And we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy. And with me today is Lara J of LaraJ.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine. Inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And with me today is my good friend, Lara J of LaraJay.com. And I want to spell that. LaraJaye.com. So, Lara, I love what you said, that you first began with being still, right? And because I know you, you were the overachiever. You were the one that your to-do list was a mile long, because you
it was, right?
Yeah, because I think...
Go, go, go.
Yeah, because when we're hurting inside, and I'll speak my truth, and I won't speak for you, but for many years, especially when I was building my first business in 92 to 2002, I kept myself so damn busy that it wasn't possible to feel anything. And of course, it started to collapse my body. And as I healed, like you did, through stillness and reshifting my thoughts and in my script, I came to realize that in being still and giving ourselves space, we actually create more space and can get more done in less time. That was huge for me.
Yes, and it doesn't make any sense, but it's so true, right?
Yes.
And yeah, I love that. And I had to get still. I was a, go, go, go. I'd sleep 4 hours a night. You know, I was taking care of, I was a stay-at-home mom running a full-time business, part-time, and another part-time one, you know, volunteering everywhere. I mean, I ran myself in the ground, just like a lot of us do. And then, you know, for me, the it was, how can I numb myself with work? Other people, you know, it's drugs, it's alcohol. It could be, you know, having to take sleeping pills just to sleep, or food, you know, other addictions, anything to numb ourselves so we don't feel. And when I finally decided I'm going to strap my butt to that couch and feel for once in my life, you know, everything, of course, everything's going to come up, the mind chatter, the emotions, the feeling. But I finally decided I'm going to embrace it and love whatever comes up and feel that emotion instead of numbing it anymore and trying to shove it down. And because as I did, when I was shoving it down, I just kept getting sicker and sicker, you know, and I thought, okay, well, we're going to try something different. And then that was where I was like, okay, I'm going to feel these emotions and not numb myself, not overwork. I'm going to slow down and be still and start noticing. And not just hearing the mind chatter, but then feeling in my body all the different emotions that wanted to come up. And that was really, I mean, that was hard. That was hard to stay still when I wanted to go grab some chocolate or, you know, something to make this go away, this feeling.
Oh, boy, you're bringing back a lot of memories, because I remember going, I don't want to feel this and I don't want to remember this. But
right.
Mm-hmm. But I'm so grateful, like I'm sure you are, that I sat through the pain, that I allowed myself to feel the shit I had buried for 40-something years.
Yes.
I remember going many years ago, probably 9 years ago, it was one of my live events that I was producing called Love, Light, and Laughter, and the keynote was an old friend of mine, Karen Paolino. And I remember her being up there and she was, it was a spiritual message, and she said to someone in the audience, she was kind of giving them a reading. She says, you know, I can usually tell when somebody has a backpack of pain, repressed emotions, because she can feel energetically. And she said, most of us have a backpack. Some are heavier than others. She looked at this person and said, darling, you are carrying steamer trunks packed full of pain, everything. And I remember standing at the back door because I was looking down and watching everyone. There's a couple hundred people there. And I said, holy mackerel, I may be too. And the thought of carrying something energetically, like pain, sorrow, regret, not forgiving someone, and having that visual, Lara, I was like, oh, no, I'm emptying this shit out. It's not coming with me anywhere. Because,
right? Yeah,
yeah,
I love that.
I know what can happen. Like, you know, it starts to, because we experienced it, it shuts down our body. You know, and so now I tell people, face it now or deal with it later.
And that's the truth. And we, I feel like in our 40s and 50s, our backpacks are so big. What did you say, the steamer trunks?
Yeah, the steamer trunks.
We're carrying these big trunks. Yeah. And it's like, okay, we are faced and forced to deal with it, or we just get even worse and numbing and dumbing ourselves so that we don't feel, and then we can slide into worse health problems. And that's what's so fascinating is that, you know, these are things from the past that are stuck in our body that maybe we haven't dealt with. And a lot of them are things from even before we were eight, that those emotions and that just the other day I was on a date and I came back from the restroom and this gentleman I was with was gone and from the spot where I left him. And when I found him again, he said the look in my eye of a frightened little girl, maybe who was abandoned.
I was just going to say abandoned.
He's never seen that look before. And I love that he acknowledged that and told me right away, because it was like, oh, I need to work on that. You know, because that told me there's still a sore spot there. There's something that was sad that needed to come up.
And it was also beautiful that he had the emotional awareness to even notice it.
Yes, exactly.
You know, so
I was very thankful for that.
Yeah, because
I've never seen that look. Mm-hmm.
And you know what I love, you know, Lara, and I know you have seen this with your own clients and in practice, is there's no there. We're never healed and we're there. We're unfolding and always moving up the spiral, because layers that we think are no longer there, like you said, they could come back from eight years old, 50 years old, it doesn't matter. But
yeah.
I always tell people when they're hard on themselves, I said, listen, if some guru tells you that they're there, there is no there. For as long as you're in this human body and you have to live in this world, there will always be stuff for us to come up so that we can shine our souls even brighter, right? We have to do the work. There's
Absolutely.
No escaping the work. Mm-hmm. And now I look back and I forget our age difference. I'll be 55 this year. This is my big year, 55. I love that number.
Ooh, I'll be 50 this summer.
Ooh, that was a big year for me too. 44, 50, and I really feel 55 is too, and my birthday's in October. And one of the things is especially this last year, looking back on my life and thinking of moments of pain. And now, knowing I've come so far that I can look back at those moments and go, oh, I see that gift that came from that. Like the gift of compassion and empathy that my clients say I have. And I know it's because I have those painful experiences to be able to hold that space. Have you found those kind of gifts too, Lara?
Yes. And I laugh calling them gifts because it was so painful going through it.
Oh,
but
yes.
Yes. I'm still receiving those gifts, but it does come out later as that compassion and empathy and love for people. And because I've walked it, you know, growing up in an alcoholic home, it's like, I can relate to those people. I can relate to people who have that desire to numb themselves because they are in so much pain, It's like, I understand, I get it, but we have to, you and I and many others have walked this path, and it's allowed us to be able to turn around and hold someone else's hand through the dark times when they feel like they're alone.
Oh, you nailed it, because it's why I do what I do, right? So Aspire is 11 years old, and I never started it to be a business, Laura. I said, you know what? There's no magazines out there, because at the time it was a regional print magazine. I said, there's no magazines that speak to me the way I want to be spoke to. I don't care about do 20 leg lifts to reduce cellulite. I wanted the deep stuff about being a woman and living from the inside out. So I created it. And I created it from my deep desire to be connected with that way. And I knew others were. And look what happened 11 years later, right? Women, women want and we yearn for depth and authenticity and vulnerability. We may not be able to name it at the moment that we're yearning for it, but it's a soul yearning, right?
Yes,
and I believe
so
our soul is always leading us to our highest and best. And sometimes that means grabbing us by the shoulder and saying, listen, there's some stuff you're not dealing with, and you have got to deal with it before I can.
And sometimes it's exactly get hit with a 2x4. If you, I'm talking to you, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're so funny that you said that, because I always say, have always said that first the divine, whoever your God, your source is, it's whispers, and when you don't listen to the whispers because, you know, self-doubt or your muck is in the way, you get the flick on the ear, like, hey, you know, I'm trying to talk to you. You listening? And when you don't listen to the flick on the ear, then get ready, because a cosmic 2x4 is coming your way. And,
exactly.
And I was a slow learner, like so many. I was a slow learner. I waited for those darn cosmic 2x4s every time, and it would bring me to my knees, and I'd say, I wonder why that happened. Well, it happened because I ignored everything.
Right? We ignored the first two, the whispers and the flick. I so agree. Absolutely.
And there's a sentence in your story I just wanted to, that really jumped out at me, because I believe it was something that I'm going to read it and then I'll tell you why. It was in the period of time when you were being still and sitting on the sofa and trying to replace the words of negative Nelly with the words of I am love, I am joy. And then you said, daily I reset to remind myself of the possibilities, and silencing that inner critic became my new full-time job. And I really believe it has to be. When we have to learn to heal that negative, that relationship with the negative Nelly voice for us to get to the other side. So I just thought, I love that word reset, because that's what it is. You're resetting old thought patterns and scripts and, like,
it
reprocessing everything. So let's talk
it
about
is.
That more when we come back, about the importance of that, when we come back from our break. And I'll be back in a moment with my special guest, Laura J. of LauraJ.com.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, it's your soul letting you know it's time for a change. You're being nudged to let go of anxiety, regret, and playing small so you can embrace the limitless soul that you are. Your journey begins by recognizing that right now, in this moment, you are enough. Through her coaching, programs, and retreats, international best-selling author, speaker, and spiritual mentor, Laura J., helps others courageously transform their disconnected lives into joy-filled, meaningful ones. Imagine living a life full of ease, vibrant health, thriving relationships, and meaningful work without sacrificing yourself to achieve it. If you're ready to own your worth and begin living your limitless life, Laura invites you to claim your free, more than enough ebook and meditation at laurajay.com and learn more about her offerings.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, everyone. This is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Lara J., the author of the number one bestseller, More Than Enough, Discover Your Limitless Potential and Live Your Bravest Dream. We're having a juicy conversation about, you know, those that inner critic voice that keeps us playing and living small and most of the time keeps us in pain. So, Lara, right before the break, I was saying I love that phrase, reset, because I do believe that we have the power to reset the old scripts. And once we're conscious of the scripts, that's when transformation can begin. So you shared that was a powerful process for you, too.
It was, absolutely. And I like what you said, though, we have to become conscious of it. And that, we can't become conscious until we slow down. Until, you know, I kept hearing, be still. And, of course, it was the whisper and then the flick. And then it was, you're going to get hit with a 2x4 with health issues. So that all you can do is sit here because you're not being still. You're not listening to me. So now here's the cosmic 2x4. Sit your butt down, be still, and start noticing, becoming aware, become conscious of this crap that you're telling yourself. And this is why your body's sick, because this is what you're feeding your body mentally. And it was how worthless I was. And it did not matter what people said to me. It didn't matter if people said, Lara, you are so beautiful, or Lara, you are so amazing. I couldn't hear it. My body couldn't hold the information. I didn't believe anything they said because I had already programmed my head and myself from whatever reasons from when I was young. So I had to, I couldn't hear the kind words. I couldn't hear the compliments. I couldn't hear the words self-love. I literally wanted to vomit when someone said to me, well, you need to practice self-love. And I felt nauseous. I felt nauseous. And so here I come, you know, here I go. I get super sick late, you know, all I can do is sit on the couch and very depressed and I ended up with a very severe autoimmune disease, which I didn't know I had, which was part of the depression, part of the problem. But it took a while to find it. But regardless, it was still the mind loop, the endless chatter mind loop of the negative words I was telling myself. And so until I got quiet and became conscious and noticed that, could I really plow into, okay, I've got to reset this. What can I do? And it was, I had to purposefully change. I say change the radio station. You know, we have control. No more of this victim mentality of, well, this is just who I am. I'm worthless and I am ugly and I'm fat and I'm stupid. No, I got to choose what station I wanted to listen to. And I chose to turn the station. But that was my reset. I'm going to change the radio station to something more positive, more uplifting, something that would bring me more joy into my life. And gradually, day by day, it was a reset for me, but I had to purposefully do that.
And it's so important. It's so important, as you said, first you have to be still so that that you even know that there's a negative Nelly there and a script running in the background. Because a lot of times, it's such a part of who we are. It's almost like being unconscious, like having music on in the background that you don't even know is playing, but it's there. And it's damaging your soul. It's taking away your happiness, your joy. Some people say to me that have known me, you know, 30 or 40 years, they go, you radiate such peace now. And there was a time, Lara, I would say, what? Like, I never thought that was possible for me. But when I hear it said to me, you know, that's their experience with me, I immediately go, yes, I do, don't I? Because mm-hmm. I feel it in the core of my being. But
yes, you've done the work.
Yeah, and I want that for everyone. And I continue to do the work, right? When the muck comes up, I no longer run from it because I know the longer
me too,
I...
right.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, no, you're not coming with me for another year or two.
Exactly,
I'm
going to
deal
right.
with this now.
That's right.
But I didn't wait.
And my heart... Oh, go ahead, what?
I was going to say, I didn't really come to it, even though I've been on this journey since 1991, it came. It was like up and down hills. It wasn't probably until my late 40s, maybe mid-40s, that I really got everything, right? Like how to re-script my mind so the moment a thought comes up, I can shift it instantly now instead of going days before I notice it. I'm sure you notice that too.
Yes, very quickly, very quickly. And what I love about this is that, you know, I've seen and lived the damage of ignoring the negative mind chatter and ignoring our emotions, because then we go to numbing ourselves. And then not only do our bodies, you know, not fade, but energetically, physically, emotionally, we get sick, we get tired, but it shuts down our relationships with other people. And I always, you know, envision that if we're not loving ourselves, and instead we're not telling ourselves positive things, and we're not loving ourselves, maybe we're drinking too much alcohol, or we're smoking, or doing something. And I always see that, like, in between people, like a drink or a cigarette. And that other person can't get close to you. You're not letting love in because you don't love yourself. You don't think you're enough, because it's back to our mind. It all starts in the mind that, you know, what are you telling yourself? You're telling yourself that I'm no good, so I'm just going to keep, you know, smoking or drinking or whatever, and shut me down to keep others away from me. You know, to kind of push those people away, so then I won't get hurt. So, you know, it's this endless mind loop.
Yeah, it was that way for me too. I pushed away so many relationships, especially in my 20s and 30s,
sure.
because, you know, it would be so good. And I can see now, I didn't see it at the time, but that script would come up going, you don't deserve this. This relationship is great. This is perfect. It's amazing.
He's too good for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. What would I do? Sabotage. And I can see it now, but of course back then I couldn't. And so you're so right that how we feel about ourselves gets reflected into the relationships that we either attract in our life or that we have in our life. And we want to be our highest and best version of ourselves, right? I'm not saying perfection, because we can never, when that's not who we are. We're human, right? But we always want to show up as the highest and best version of ourselves in our relationships. And I can say now, I feel as if I do. For the most part, of course, we all have the issues that come up, but I know my intent is always to do that. That's the best way to do it. My intent is always pure to go, am I showing up fully, whether it's a client relationship, a love relationship, my child? That's helped me define how I want my relationships to look in my life. And you're right, it comes down to self-love.
It does. And it comes down, it comes down to the self-love and choosing to not numb ourselves, choosing to change that radio station of the thoughts that we tell ourselves. And going, you know what, this relationship that I'm in is important to me. These people that love me are important to me, and I want to reflect that back to them. And that means I need to take care of myself to love them. But, and, you know, so often I thought, you know, as a mom, as a stay-at-home mom with my two boys, I gotta do for them everything. And I gotta, you know, be the perfect wife and be the perfect mom, which again, like you said, no one's perfect. But I thought, okay, well, if I can take care of everybody else but myself, then everyone else is gonna be happy and that's all that matters. You know, and then what happened? I drove myself in the ground. I volunteered myself to death. I, you know, drove myself in the ground with work. You know, I put everyone first except taking care of me. I had such guilt around taking care of me, the guilt, the selfishness that came up. It just ripped me to pieces and I couldn't do it because I didn't think I was worthy of it. I was important enough. Everyone else was more important than me.
And I'll have to tell you, and I've been doing this for a long time, a lot of conversations, that is the number one thing I see in conversations with women, of they put themselves at the end of their to-do list. And they do it with all the best intentions because they want to be the best either employee, job, mother. But what they don't realize, if they slow down and look, that there's a part of them that doesn't believe they deserve. So I'm so glad that you brought that up, because we as women do deserve to love ourselves enough to take care of us. And we have another moment. I can't believe our conversation is coming to an end because this is so juicy. Is there something you want to share with the women who are in that moment struggling with putting themselves at the end of their to-do list, Lara?
Yeah, you have to believe at your core that you're enough. You're enough. You're perfect, exactly. Perfect, healthy, whole, exactly as you are. And pour into yourself so that your goal is to be there for others, but you have to pour into you first and then give from the overflow.
Yes. Yes. It's so powerful. And we're going to be back in a moment with the last segment of the show. I'm here with Lara J of LaraJ.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Lara, I want to dive deeper into that because there are so many, I'm noticing, even in the younger generation coming up behind us, I think it's even more insidious for them. They're so disconnected because of technology. Have you found that too? That they're not really present in their own lives.
No, they're not. And I've seen both. I've actually seen kids do a better job with it because they see their parents not there for them. They see us addicted to. So I've seen both. But then I've also seen kids not be able to pick up the phone and call somebody because they just want to text. Or so I've seen both the gamut, and it breaks my heart, because the eye-to-eye verbal communication is so important. And I don't think that many of our kids are learning that nowadays. So unless they've had a parent or maybe a special teacher present with them like that, do they understand the power of it? Instead, they think their 1,000 friends on Facebook are their best buddy.
Yeah, but they feel lonelier than ever.
And they're still lonely. And they're still lonely and cry themselves to sleep. Exactly.
Yeah, it's so funny that you're saying this. I'm trying to remember who we were with. It was probably 6 years ago. We had a bunch of kids in the truck. And I think we were picking kids up from a birthday party. We had a bunch of kids in the truck. I think they were like 10 years old, 10, maybe 11. And it was so quiet back there. And I go, hello? We had been driving for a while. I said, don't you guys talk? They go, what do you mean? We are. I go, what are you talking about? They go, we're texting each other. I go, are you kidding me? You're sitting right next to each other. You can't say, hey, how was the baseball game yesterday?
Right.
I couldn't
do this.
I couldn't believe it.
Now.
Yeah, and Dana, you know, and I said, where's the emotional connection? I didn't say that to them because they were too young to understand, but I was going, oh, my God, we're going to become a world that's so disconnected from each other's humanness.
Yeah, so, and it starts with being connected to yourself. And it's so easy to pick up our phones and our computers because it takes us out of, it's also another way to numb ourselves so we don't have to feel. It's just like the alcohol or the sleeping pill. It's just like all of it. The phone is, believe it or not. And so, again, it's about we have to be connected to ourselves first. And then I believe, you know, it's our own GPS, our guide to spirit. And then with that, through the overflow, we can connect to other people. But when we don't connect to ourselves, we need that. We have to have that phone. We have to have that vice, whatever it is.
Yeah, and you see so many people
keep us shut down.
Yeah, not connecting with their own family, but they're connecting with this false community. I think you'll know what I mean when I finish the sentence, but this, like, Facebook, Pinterest, et cetera, and I'm like, these are real people who love you right in front of you. And you're ignoring them by just scrolling mindlessly on your phone. And one of the things that probably about 3 months ago, Dana and I were out to dinner, and I feel deeply, especially when it comes to children, and there was a 4 and a 6-year-old out with their mom. They sat at the table right next to us. Do you know, Lara, those two kids were drawing pictures trying to show their mother and father, who are at opposite ends of the table, each on their own phone, that never spoke a word to the child, acknowledged their photos, anything. Like, our booth was facing them, so we had to watch this, and it tore our heart out. Mm. I said, do you know the wounds?
That breaks my heart. Mm-hmm.
Do you know the wounds being caused here, that they are not worthy of your attention? And,
right.
And don't get me wrong, I'm sure we're all guilty of it when it comes to technology. But I think because of witnessing scenes like that, it makes me more conscious now. I'll catch myself and go, hey, I don't need to be doing this now. But I have to be conscious, because when you see the world energy and everyone doing it, it's easy to fall into the, what I call, like, the, almost like when you just follow the leader and mindlessly. I don't want to live that way.
No, and it starts with us being conscious. I think that we need to lead by example. Absolutely.
We have to. Now, today, in the work that you do, is that one of the first things you guide your clients in? Slowing down?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's slowing, being still. And they look at me like, there is no way. There is no way. But we have to make it a priority for ourselves. So this being still time, even if it means 5 minutes, you know, sitting on the deck with a cup of coffee or whatever that is. And that is just so important in order to set your day off, to set your body, to set your intentions, to begin to notice and become conscious. It's all part of it.
Yeah. And you know, I love that you said something as simple as sitting on your porch having a cup of coffee. That is being still and mindful, because for many years when someone told me, Linda, you should slow down, and I'm going, back quite a ways, but I put the word meditation in my, I had this picture of someone sitting on a mat, you know, for 15 minutes or 30 minutes.
Sure.
And I can't, that's not how I'm wired. So of course I would shut down immediately going, I'll never be one of those people. I can't do that. But really I've learned, and I can tell that you, this is your experience, just taking that moment to be present with a cup of coffee, looking at nature as you drink it. That's a mindful moment.
It is mindful. It's bringing in those five senses to whatever it is you're doing. If you're eating, I was teaching a class last night and I made them, I didn't make them. I encouraged all the ladies to savor one M&M. Have you ever eaten just one M&M and bring in all five senses of mindfulness to this one M&M? And they had to suck on it until it completely dissolved in their mouth. And they were all amazed at how satisfied this one piece of chocolate brought to them because of the mindfulness piece of it.
Yeah, it's so true. It's being like washing dishes. You can do that mindfully.
Yes, everything.
Yeah, and that was the greatest lesson that I learned in learning that we all are wired differently, and there are different ways. You just got to keep practice, but being mindful and being still is our connection to source. Whatever the source name that, you know, our listeners want to give. So learning it, I believe, is an important part to healing, transformation, and living our best life.
Absolutely. And my main thing is I don't want people to be afraid of the thoughts that come up when we get still, then here we start hearing everything instead of having our, you know, TVs on all the time. And so here comes all the thoughts. We start hearing them when we get quiet and the emotions start coming up. And it's okay to be afraid, to feel that fear, let it come up and let it move through you, because that's what it wants to do. It needs to do to move through it with a non-judgmental, you know, attitude. Just let it flow through you.
I love that. Just that statement, let it flow through you. It's all like you have an open channel instead of blocked up and constricted.
Yes.
Now, do you have your own daily practice?
I do. So my be still is get to, usually first thing in the morning is my cup of coffee and on the deck and bringing in my five senses, and usually, okay, so two cups of coffee, one and a half, two cups. I'll admit it. So anyway, that's with my little vice. And then I meditate, and I started with meditating just 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night, and that's what I encourage clients to start with. And then, and I'll go for however long I have time that morning and set my intentions. I usually spend time praying. For me, praying is when I'm talking, and meditation is when I'm actually, my mouth is shut and I'm hearing what God's trying to tell me, my next steps, my directions. So that's how I decipher the two. And I, a lot of times I make notes, I journal, and I'm led to different, okay, we're going to write now, or we're going to, you know, email this person or call the, you know, I go as I'm led in the mornings, based off of my prayer and meditation and my intentions. And I'm very sensitive. I'm a Cancer. I'm sensitive. I'm emotional. I'm very empathetic. And so my body soaks up a lot of stuff. And so I usually spend a lot of time each morning and the evenings, you know, kind of clearing myself and letting things go and maybe saying some positive things to myself. If I'm not feeling very good, it usually means my mind needs a reset.
Yeah.
So I start there.
That's such a beautiful ritual that you have. And it's so much more fulfilling than hitting the ground running, you know? Like I don't know about you, but that's
like
what I used to do.
I used to. Absolutely.
Yeah, I used to. And as you know from our personal conversations, I'm an early bird, so I'm up between 3
you
and 4.
You are an early bird.
Yeah. But I have to tell you, Lara, and my body clock just changed about 2.5 years ago, so it wasn't like a conscious decision. I just went with the flow. And I have to say, that's when my spiritual connection deepened, my inner peace deepened. It was having that sacred time undisturbed all to myself with the divine. And I want that for everyone.
And that's that prayer, that meditation time. And but we have to make that be still time. Our just like with authors and writers, we have to get our butt in front of the computer. So if we want that connection with spirit, then we need to consciously get that, make that be still time, find that time.
Yes, it's so healing. It's such a gift. And it's a beautiful way to close out our conversation for today, because you and I know that by taking that time every day, we are giving ourselves a gift, but we're also giving those we love a gift, because we're coming into our truth. We're dropping down into what's true for us, which is our soul, right? And we're coming out of our head. What a beautiful way to start the day. So my beautiful friend, I am so grateful that you joined me today. And I want to invite everyone to learn more about Lara at larajaye.com. And I want to spell that again, LaraJaye.com. To learn more about her retreats, VIP days, her books, coaching. She has so much juicy stuff over on larajaye.com. Well, beautiful, thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you, Linda. Such a joy.
Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.